This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for September 9th. Acme-Delco-Riegelwood firefighters had to move a grain trailer out of the way by hand Sunday to fight a structure fire on Kelly's Trail. ADR Chief Steve Camlin said the road to the home was blocked by the trailer. Fire units had to drive through fields in order to get to the blaze. The mother, father, and newborn were unharmed. Wyville City Council tonight will honor retiring Deputy Police Chief Billy Hens and swear in Detective Lieutenant Andre Jackson into that position. The board will also hear an update on the airport water and sewer improvements and the Pervolis project. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall and can be viewed online. Dallas Jeremiah Vereen has been charged with the February murder of Irvin Hakeem Johnson. Vereen was arrested on unrelated charges days after Johnson was killed, and Johnson's body was found shortly afterwards. We have more on this story on our website. Memorial services will be held today at 5 p.m. and Saturday at 2 for the four sisters who died in an August 30 structure fire. Kalani, Kendall, Josephina, and Sophia Melvin were all killed in the early morning blaze. Their older sister survived. There were no adults at home at the time. The sheriff's office and fire marshal said this morning that the cause of the blaze is still officially undetermined. The structure fire was the deadliest in more than a century in Columbus County and has made national headlines. We have more on the story at columbuscountynews.com. Thursday is the 24th anniversary of the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. A memorial service will be held at 8:30 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Park, located at 6354 James B. White Highway South, Wyville. The public is welcome. Museum of Science at Wyville will be celebrating its 25th anniversary on Thursday. It was originally the Museum of Forestry. The landmark was brought under the wing of the Museum of Science to allow some broader opportunities. A reception supporting the new project at the museum will be held Thursday evening. Tickets are $60. Contact the museum for more information. September 11th starts the new season of Flock Swaps at Gerganus Farm Store in Wyville. There's no cost to participate. You can bring your spare birds, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment to buy, sell, or trade. Or you can get a head start on your own flock and herd. I actually saw some folks at one of the Flock Swaps last year who walked in without any chickens and came out with fencing, feed, biddies, lights, waterers, everything that they needed. They picked it up there at the Flock Swap. The swap is going to be from 9 until 1 at the Farm Store on Madison Street in Wyville. Mark your calendars now for the second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at the Veterans Memorial Park. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the show is $25 per vehicle. Call 910-770-2168 for more information. If you're driving on NC-87 in the East Arcadia and Sandy Field area, remember there is a shoulder maintenance project going on near Kennedy Store Road. That's a very busy highway, but please follow the safety signs and proceed with caution through the work zone. The project is expected to be completed by September 19th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Wyville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Wyville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Wyville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.